Okay, you're recording.
Okay, so I want to skip number five. So we're going to go to number six. Again, we're on section number four, 2236 in regards to Rowena DeMonte DVM. Board may review, discuss, and take action on compliance with board order and may return license to active status. NCE was complete.
I move we accept that she has complied and returned her active status.
Okay, a motion.
Did anyone see the number of hours on that one?
It's down there at the very bottom. Well, I don't know. No, maybe not. Because there's only one certificate there, right?
Yeah.
It's only 1 hour.
If the board had seen her other hours last time.
Okay.
So.
Okay. This was in addition to.
Okay.
This
so
is
this
the one.
Completed.
The yes. one to get. Okay.
Got it. Thank you.
Second.
Okay. Motion and a second. Return to active status. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. On to number seven, 2361 in regards to Christopher Dordo, DVM. Board may review, discuss, and take action on continuing education plans submitted in compliance with board order.
Move we accept Dr. Dordo's plan.
Okay. I hear a second. Motion and a second to approve his plan. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Okay, number eight, 2274 in regards to Bernard Mangone, DVM. Board may review, discuss, and take action on continuing education completed in compliance with board order and may return license to active status.
I move we accept his continuing education and say he's in compliance and return his license active status.
Okay. There a second?
Second.
Okay, a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Okay. Now we are number nine, 2372 in regards to Lorna Landman, DVM. Board may review, discuss, and take action on her continuing education plan submitted in compliance with board order. This is in your supplement one.
And I'm not sure it's in compliance because the dates on it already happened. All the dates are September 9, 10. And I don't know whether that's the date it was posted on an internet class that you can now take or if that was when that happened. I don't know.
Well, there's, and I have another item, Madam Chair, which was pointed out in the attorney's letter, not pointed out, but reiterated. It's that the consent agreement says 10 hours of CE, but then goes to list up 2, 2, 4, and 4, which is 12, not 10 hours. So we need to correct our consent agreement, and I don't know if that requires a motion.
Last
to time. Amend the consent agreement or whether we consider that a typo or
okay. Beth, did you hear that?
As I'm far sorry, as I read, got confused.
Yeah. Sorry. This is related to the board order, the text is different than for the CE hours in two different places and how to, and Ms. Elliman was asking how did we correct that?
Yeah. It says 10 hours and then it specifies a total of 12. So, you know, it's just a typo kind of thing, but the attorney reiterated that mistake in their letter, so I think we need to correct it.
Well, I think just requiring 10, I never like to open up a consent agreement that's already been.
So we need to delete, do we need to delete then? Because we're requiring 12.
But if she submitted 12, then they clearly know that.
We listed 12, so she could do any 10 of the 12.
Right.
If you're not going to open it.
It's just inconsistent in the
right.
order.
Right.
I see that.
Yeah.
If there's a typo,
yeah.
it
yeah.
says 10 in one place, but it adds up to 12.
Right.
Then the minutes say 10 hours, so she but just needs to do 10 hours.
Okay.
Yes, so she
okay.
can do any 10. I think that that's a really good suggestion. She can do any 10 of the 12.
Yes, but
do we want to eliminate one of the 2 hour
well,
for direction or not?
I think just allowing her
okay.
should get us where we need to go.
OK.
But you're absolutely right, all these, and I didn't notice, but thank you for pointing that out, that the dates are, I don't know what these dates mean. So you may.
That was, yeah, that was.
I don't know what, do you want?
I don't think we can approve it right now, because we don't know what those, what those are. September 7th.
Yeah.
That's already passed.
Right, that's a good point.
The 10th, they're all already passed dates. So you need to prove them before they get taken.
So how should, are we going to just pen?
End it?
We're not up against the deadline to submit, so.
No, because she actually turned this in much earlier than she needed to.
Okay. Okay, so we will pen item number 2372, and.
And board staff will ask.
Board staff.
For clarification on, are these actually done, passed, or what is this date?
Yes, okay. Okay, sounds good. Any word on, Victoria, on hearing from Dr. Wright, or try and carry on without him?
I can, why don't you give me one minute? I can step out and try to call his office.
Okay, so we're going to do, so I want to skip number 10. And let's go to number 11, 2271, in regards to Dennis White, DBM. Board may review, discuss, and take action on completion of continuing education as required by board order, and may return license to active status. Again, this was put in your supplement one.
I move we accept his completion of continuing education and return his license to active status.
Okay, formal motion and a second to return Dr. White to active status. If there's no further discussion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion passes. So again, we're going to obviously hold on number 12. Going down to section number 5, we also need to hold number 1. Okay, let's do number 2. Board may review, discuss, and take action on reappointment of investigative committee members. We've got four of them. Jared Butler, DBM, he's the AM investigative committee. We've got Stephen Dow, DBM, PM. Justin McCormick, DBM, PM, and Stephen Sealer, the AM. And.
Tracy, have we had any concerns with these?
No.
Madam Chair, I move that we reappoint each veterinarian to the respective AM or PM investigative committee.
Second. And I would just like to add, if they're listening, that we appreciate.
Yes.
You know, their time and dedication. I know that we have sure had a lot of cases, feels like for years now. And so, you know, I know that they're really helpful as kind of the starting point for us to look at these cases and then, you know, forward their, you know, their suggestions and recommendations. So they really are a valuable piece of, you know, the whole.
Thank you. And so do we have to do those each one separately, or do we have to, or they can all be approved as a group?
I think they can approve them as a group.
Okay.
And just to clarify, Mr. Sealer is a public member.
Oh, thank you, okay. Okay, so we have a motion, and there was a second, correct? To approve these folks. There's no further discussion, all those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes. I apologize, folks, we might just start without Dr. Wright, but we're just trying to give him a few more minutes to see. Okay, let's do.
Keep going down the list.
Okay, Dr. Wright, are you with us?
I am back.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
One second.
Time to rest.